Thank you, Brother Klaas. The Lord bless you. And we thank God for how God has brought us to this point where we will be asking God to send us forth, asking God to enact the things that he has spoken to us, the promises that he has made, and the commitment that we see him making to our Lord Jesus Christ, for which we have become his instruments. Before we go ahead, I would like to raise a song. I'd like us to please quickly pick our hymn sheets, and we're going to sing two songs, but song number 11, "There Shall Be Showers of Blessings." This is the promise of Lord. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above, showers of blessing. And wherever you are, please rise and let's sing that song with faith, with complete confidence. We are actually confessing what God said he will do. And I'd like you to please join me as we take that song. The brothers will help us flash the song on the screen, and at the same time, all of us that have our programs, just pick it and let's sing it together. There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of Lord. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above, showers of blessing. There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of Lord. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again, over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing. Come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling. But for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we are confessing. Now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. The chorus one more time. Showers of blessings, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Father, we agree together with your word. There shall be showers of blessing. there shall be an outpouring of your spirit. There shall be abiding, abounding, and abundant fruitfulness in this day, in this convenient time that you have brought us into. Holy Spirit, as we take our marching orders, set us on fire. Set us ablaze. Thank you for the songs that have been brought to us. The Cameroonians say, come and see what the Lord is doing in Cameroon. Nobody should be put aside in this. Nobody should stand aside. Lord, we ask that as you have brought us to Rehoboth, none of us, oh God, will be an onlooker. We will be part of what you are doing. And you will release upon us such an unprecedented outpouring that will make us fruitful and fill the land with the correct species of men and women that you have been raising among us. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Please be seated. The other song, we shall sing it when it is time. Now, please go back to Genesis 26. That's where we are taking our final charge, even tonight. Several things have been said in the course of this meeting. Several instructions God brought to us in the Bible study. God brought us instruction through the different workshops. God spoke clearly to us through the devotional challenges, both at on-site and online. At on-site, there are several devotions that God provided through several of our brothers and sisters. And I know that God was speaking to our lives. And on-site and online, we saw God speaking to us in various manners. But we have come to this point where we must move, must respond to God, must do what he has called us to do. Now, go with me to Genesis 26. And we are going to, for this time, we are picking it from verse 22, Genesis 26 and verse 22, and I'll read it down to verse 25, and then we can draw our issues. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called his name Rehoboth, because he said, For now, the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Then he went up from there to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you, and I will multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake. So he built an altar there and called the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servant dug a well. I want you to mark some few issues with which God is about sending us forth this night. And the first issue is the matter of now. For now. When our brother Isaac said, and he called the name of that well Rehoboth, and he said, because for now the Lord has made room for us, we shall be fruitful in the land. The word for now is a very critical word that I wish God will help you to note. When the brother said for now, that already presupposes that there were things in his past. There were things that he struggled with. There are things that could not happen because there were fights, there were battles, there were everything. And if a man does not recognize his now, he may be living in his past. He may be speaking about the history of the past. He may be capitalizing on what has happened before, either what has happened negatively or what has happened positively. When you are oblivious of your now, you are likely to waste your space. Now, I wanted to note that for Isaac, the first thing that happened to him was a change of understanding, a change of his perspective, an understanding that now something has happened. The heavens have moved on our behalf. For now, I want God to help you to know that there is a now in the move of God for us. There is a now in your life at this time. There is a now in what God has ordained for your life to become. And the Bible says, for now, whatever you didn't do in years ago, whatever you could not do before, whatever battles you fought and you did not win, or even if you won, God has brought us to a Rehoboth. And the first word in Rehoboth is now. And our brothers and sisters, I don't know how God just went all the way and gave them revelation and they composed songs. Most of the songs you are hearing from one nation to another were composed. The Holy Spirit gave them songs. And I will first of all want to appeal that those songs, they are songs for now. They are songs that you should not allow to die. Sing it again and again and again and again. Because when God gives you a song, it is to give you a direction. Look at all the various teams that sang from different nations. When Belize brought their own song, I knew, oh, this was composed. And all of them were speaking about now, now. So that's the first thing, for now. There are people that did not recognize their now. And Jesus Christ wept over Jerusalem in Luke 19. You remember Luke 19 verse 44. The Bible said, he said, if only, let me ask you to please flash Luke 19 on the screen for us so that I can draw attention to that as I go away from that, because that's the first thing. Luke 19, can you start from verse 39 for me? Luke 19. Luke 19. All right. Please take note. I want you to move out from Luke 19. Go to verse 41, sir. Verse 41. Now, as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it. And why was he weeping over it? He said, if you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another. Why? Why? Because you did not know the time of your visitation. The first thing that happened to Isaac, he said, for now, the Lord has made room for us. For now. You must recognize the now in the move of God in our lives. You must recognize the time wherein we now stand. Each one of you in this meeting, there is a now for you, and it is your Rehoboth. This does not depend on how many people struggle with you before this time. Actually, as I return back to the passage, I want you to note two things quickly there as I return back to that Genesis. The Genesis 26 that we were reading, I want you to keep it in your fingers because it's very critical now. Verse 22 is where we read, and I want you to put says, so he called his name Rehoboth because he said, for now, the Lord has made room for us. We shall be fruitful in the land. Now, why did he use the word for now? The Lord has made room for us. You know, every other place where he had been coming through, as he was digging wells, they were blocking it. He was digging wells, they were blocking it. As far as this man of God was concerned, you know his explanation. His explanation is that all the sitna, all the esek, where people struggle with us and close our wells and collect the water, it is not because of them. It's not because they were powerful. It's not because they were anything. It was because the Lord has not made room for us at that time. For now. For then. No, God has not made a room. That's why all that you went through. So you must not judge this today, this present now, with your past experience. Your past experience may be bitter. Your past experience may be difficult. Your past experience may be dry. Your past experience may be the kind that you struggle with all the time. And you are thinking, what can I do now? What can I do now? There is a difference between now and your yesterday. There is a difference between your now, this present day that God has opened to us. And when the Liberians came up and said, it is the convenient time. And yesterday, the other choir said, it is time. And here we are told again, the unstoppable move with an unstable increase has come. It is time. It is time to take over. May the Lord first of all strike you as you are going from this meeting tonight, that it is now. When you use the word now, it means you put something behind you. Can I now ask you as we are going, put your failures behind you. Put your old struggles behind you. Put all your dryness and dry times behind you. God is declaring a Rehoboth to your life as an individual. This MLR is not just so that you can pass through a meeting and return to where you are coming from. No, something has happened. For now. Now, what's the second issue that you must rise up with as you are going from here? That issue, you see it still in that Bible verse. For now, the Lord has made room for us. The Lord. You know, when I come at that, I realize that if it is not God who has made room for a man, what can he do? Even what we're experiencing presently is because God has brought us into it. God has brought us into it. He spoke to us about it. And we were wondering, how will we enter into it? Those of you that were with us towards the end of 2018 into 2019, you remember God said he's calling us into a greater task. And by the time we were coming into MLR of 2019, we were talking about the greater task. And we were looking for, what does God mean about it? He said, it's a little thing that I have called you and what you have done before. I'm calling you into a greater task. Nations of the earth. Then we began to understand that it's going to be a global move of God. And we did not anticipate that we would be in this position where we are today, that the Spirit of God is breaking forth simultaneously in different nations because of his covenant. So my brother, the second word I want you to pick as you are going from this meeting, the Lord, not yourself, not your human effort, not your personal struggle. The Lord has made room for us. Because the Lord has made room for us, that's why we shall be fruitful in the land. You will be fruitful in the land. As you are going from here tonight, you will be fruitful in the land. And the fruit that God will be bringing forth in your life is because the Lord himself has made room for us. Because the Lord himself has made room for your life, he has made room for everything that he has asked you to do, you will report back with abiding and abounding and abundant fruitfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, you see, as I sat through the meeting, and as I listened to what God is saying, the songs we are singing, the devotional challenges that are coming, the messages that are coming, the ministerial challenges, I cannot but bow my heart. I realize that truly now the Lord has made room for us. He has made room for us in traditional, with traditional rulers, royal fathers. He has made room for us in palaces. He's making room for us even among politicians. He's making room for us because of what he wants to do in the economy. He's making room for us among the youth. He's making room for us among the women folk. He's making room for us among teachers, among the earth workers. He's making room for us in every segment of the land. He's making room for us even among sports practitioners. God is making room for us. It's a room that God is having. We don't know how long the Lord will keep it open, but he's clearing the space and saying, now it is your room to be fruitful. The Lord has made room for us. And as you go from here, I want you to go with understanding that there's a room heaven has created for you. There's a room that God himself has made for you. Made for you to be fruitful. Made for you to multiply. Made for you to fulfill your mandate in life. The Lord has made room for us. Now, are you an evangelist? God is saying, I've made a room for you. What you have seen in time past will be nothing compared with what God is about doing now. It's not you. It's the Lord. And we see that we continue to recognize that this is because of the covenant he has made with our Lord Jesus Christ. It's because God has said to him, sit down at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. That message has come to us over and over and over and over again. And it's as if every time God wants to move, we have to return to that. It's because what God is doing now is not because of us. He says, because of my covenant with Abraham. Because of my covenant with Abraham, your father, that's why I'm going to do it. Because of my covenant with Jesus, that's why I'm going to do what I want to do now. So, my dear brothers and sisters, as I release you to go forth, I want you to go forward with understanding that for now, for this current time, for this time of visitation, for this time that God had visited us, for the people in Jerusalem, he wept over them. Not because of their past mistakes, not because of the wrong things they did. He said, at least in this day, if you had known in this day what made for your peace, in this day of your visitation, it would have been wonderful. As if no matter your mistake of time past, I am giving you a fresh opportunity to make a difference. God is bringing us into a fresh space, a white space. He has made a room for us. So I said, don't forget, the second word I want you to note is the Lord. The Lord. If it is not the Lord, if it is what we say, okay, let's go and be trying. Oh, what difference would that make? But I see the Lord himself arising to make room for us. And you know how I was overwhelmed in the morning? When God brought a very critical instruction through our brother Simeon from Malawi. And what did God say? Say, I have determined to do this. I have determined to walk now. I have determined to visit you. I have determined to fulfill my promise. I have determined. I'm ready to do it. And I am going to cause you to ask me for it. You know what occurred to me? I see God is saying, look, I'm ready to walk. But protocols demand that for anything I want to do on the face of the earth, there must be one man somewhere who will apply for it. And as soon as I apply for it, because it's already on cue, it's already what I'm about to do, I want to do, I only need somebody to sign for it and say, we agree for it to be done here on earth. Then I will do it. And when the opera also came and it emphasized that, I said, God, it means this unstoppable move has come actually. It means then that any of you that have understanding, and you just go now into the presence and I say, Father, concerning that which you said you are going to do, I am now applying for it to happen. I'm now asking for it to happen. And you see, as that message was going on, the Spirit of God took me to Matthew 18:18. And I was reading it from the Good News Bible. And he said, whatsoever you prohibit on earth is what heaven will prohibit. And whatever you permit here on earth is what heaven will permit. He said, and I say unto you, if two of you, not even two or three, he said, if two of you shall agree as touching anything they will ask on earth, my Father in heaven will do it. And I'm asking you, what does it cost us to pray? What does it cost each one of you as you are going now to go and fill that form and say, Lord, I apply that this thing should begin to happen in my nation. It should begin to happen among these people that I'm focusing upon. Heaven has opened a door. And the scepter has been lifted to us and say, just come in and ask anything you want. May the Lord pour upon each one of you the spirit of prayer. May you know that we have come to that space, that Rehoboth, when heaven is willing to answer prayer, when God is willing to do whatever we will ask him to do. The only thing I wish to remind you from the Bible study, which we studied, was that woman came to a space. She was crying. She was doing as if, oh, I'm suffering. My children are taken away as creditors. And the man said, what do you have in the house? He said, I just have one pot of oil. He said, all right, that's okay. Go and borrow vessels. Borrow not a few. She was canceled. Don't bring something small. Because whatever you bring, heaven is ready to fill it. Whatever you ask, heaven is willing to grant it. So when they told her, do not borrow a few. And she went and gathered whatever she could gather. I'm not sure she knew all that was going to happen. They said, keep pouring. As she was pouring and pouring, this pot of oil is inexhaustible. It cannot finish. The only thing that will stop it from flowing is when there is no more room to pour. When there is no more space to pour. When there is no more space, because God will not waste his outpouring, will not waste his grace upon our lives if we are not having space. And so my brother, my sister, as we send you forth here today, God has given you a key. Say, I've decided to help you. I've decided to visit you. I've decided to move in this your generation. God has decided to move in the nations. What we are beginning to see now is only the beginning of an outburst of what God is saying he will do. We heard these promises of him for several years, and we saw him progressing. But in the past few years, he began to say, it is time for me to move. It is time for me to move. And now we have come. And God declared to us. This particular thing that we have dealt with is prophetic. You know, we don't go about shopping for topics. We waited and said, God, what is it? And when he announced that it is Rehoboth, wow. It's a prophetic word. It's not just the topic of a meeting. It's a direction. It is what God has determined to do. And I'm saying to you, every one of you that is in this meeting and the Spirit of God has arrested your heart up to this point, it is Rehoboth. For now, the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Now, the third word, I said, the first is now. The second is the Lord. Don't forget that the doer of this is the Lord. The power behind this is the Lord. The resource behind this is the Lord. The provider, the driver of this is the Lord. The cause for this is the Lord. The sustainer of it is the Lord. Is the Lord. Who has made room for us. And the word room, that is, God has created a space for us. God has created a season for us. God has given us, how do I put it now? He has given us opportunity. Oh, if I were to explain to you what is going on in my spirit, but because I'm talking generally to everybody, that's why I may not go into the peculiarity of the implication of this for us, for me particularly. But I'm hearing God saying, this is your space. This is your space. You are on stage now. I am giving you opportunity now to manifest what I've been saying in your life. I'm giving you opportunity now to spearhead the move of God I've been speaking about. You know, I was asking God, Lord, why us? Why me? And God said, is it incredible? Is it incredible for me to take any man from anywhere, from any part of the world to do my work? Is it incredible? Was it incredible for me to go and pick Mary the Virgin from the village in Bethlehem? Was it incredible for me to get a Gideon? Was it incredible for me to call a Spurgeon? Was it incredible for me to use all the people I use? Why do you think it's incredible that now it is time I'm making room for you? I'm hearing God say, look, I'm making room for you. And the first thing I'm deciding to do for myself is to take responsibility. I want to take responsibility. And I thank God that the Holy Spirit came again and swore and said, your first responsibility is to ask me for it. Your first responsibility is to come into the closet and ask me, inquire of it from me, because for this that I've determined to do, oh Lord, hallelujah, for this that I've determined to do, I am mobilizing you to come and sign for it to be released. And I told God that, since He's a faithful Father, what else? What else will I do than to come and ask God that this thing must overwhelm the world? This thing that some of you are listening to and you are hearing, it will overrun your countries. It will overrun your nations. Oh my God. You are just hearing now that a government is saying, we are giving you an official office, a space, and we are partnering with you. You will hear more of that. You will hear more of that. By the grace of God, you see that several church denominations, they have come to know that this thing is their own. And so there's something is breaking. Barriers are breaking because God has made room for us. Room for us. So what is room for you? Space. Opportunity. Divine opportunity. And so wherever you are, I want you to keep understanding that you cannot continue to behave as if you are living in your yesterday. Stop thinking of your yesterday. God is making a room for us at this time. God is making room in schools. God is making room in different situations, different places for you to be fruitful. Now, and we shall, the word shall, did not leave me with probability. It did not leave me with maybe. We shall. Wherever you are, I want you to know, we shall be fruitful in the land. Whether Satan likes it or not, we shall be fruitful in the land. Despite the Philistines, despite the Amalekites, despite all those who incensed against them, themselves against the purpose of God over the time, we shall be fruitful in the land. And you are listening to me from the United States, or from Canada, or from UK, or from Belize, or from Romania, Bulgaria, and all the places. And you are hearing it there say, could this thing that this brother is saying, could it also apply to us? Yes! We shall be fruitful in the land. We shall, the word we shall, it will happen. You will live to see it. You will be part of it. It is time. Nobody should be out of this. Please listen to what the Cameroonians sang. They said, what God is beginning to do is deliberate. It's wonderful. It's overwhelming. Come and see what the Lord is doing in Cameroon. No one should be outside it. Tell yourself you are a Cameroonian, I will not be out of this. And it's happening in the midst, in a time when everything looks tight, when it appears as if the country is shaking. Heaven is saying, look at what I'm doing. It is time, it is time. It is time for me to walk through that land. It is time to break through, whether the Francophone side or the Anglophone side. Heaven is doing something new. And God is saying, we shall. Canadians, can I hear you repeat that? Say, we shall be fruitful in the land. Can I hear the Britons, those of you that are all in the British Isles, can I hear you shout and say, we shall be fruitful in the land? Even though it's appearing, I see, is it possible? We shall be fruitful in the land. Will you like to lift up your voice wherever you are? We shall be fruitful in the land. In different parts of South Africa, Eswatiland, the Swaziland, wherever you are, can I hear you say, we shall be fruitful in the land? It's not because of us. It's not because of our strength. It's because the Lord has made room for us.
When the Lord has made room for you, who can stop you? When the Lord has created a space for you, who can stop you? That's why in Botswana, we shall be fruitful in the land. In Namibia, we shall be fruitful in the land. In Kenya, we shall be fruitful in the land. In South Sudan, even in Sudan, we shall be fruitful in the land. Some of you are saying, hey, will that happen? You will hear about it. All the bishops that are from Sudan and the bishops that are listening in South Sudan, those of you in Uganda, those of you in Tanzania, those of you in Rwanda, everywhere you are, those of you in Congo, Congo Brazzaville, Congo Kinshasa, everywhere you have gathered at centers, we shall be fruitful in the land. We shall be fruitful in the land. Zimbabweans, you will be fruitful in the land. Malawians, we shall be fruitful in the land. Mozambique, some of you are listening and you are sitting in Mozambique. Oh, you will be fruitful in the land. And the people from Angola, all of you from Portuguese Guinea, or what we call the Cape Verde, you will see the move of God in all these different lands in the name of Jesus Christ. And all the Francophone nations, we shall take away that narrowness. Take away that feeling of defeat. The years of defeat, the years of ethic, the years of Satan is gone for now. This is Rehoboth, and we shall be fruitful in the land. You might look and say, but we are not many here. We are very few here. Watch it. Watch it from this meeting. And from this day forward, you shall be fruitful in the land. We shall be fruitful in the land. I want you to know that. Declaring that, Isaac did something. And those are the things that I want to ask you to write from here to go and do. Then he went from there. He went from there. As we are rising from here, you are going to go from here. And where did he go? He went up. He didn't go down. You will go up. Brothers and sisters, you will go up. He went up from there to Beersheba. He went from there to Beersheba. And I was looking at, so what is peculiar about this? What is the peculiarity of that movement in verse 23? Then he went up from there to Beersheba. You see, he declared, this is Rehoboth. The Lord has made room for us. We shall be fruitful in the land. As far as it's concerned, we have entered into Rehoboth. You see, Rehoboth, as far as I'm concerned, is not only a geographical place. Rehoboth is a season. Rehoboth is a space. Rehoboth is a room to multiply, a room to be fruitful. Oh, my brother, I wish that talking to someone of you, you have been laboring in the ministry, you are in a denomination, and it looks as if everything around you is narrow. Yes, all those that struggle with you, argue with you, and all of that, and you are saying, I'm going to go away. No, there's a Rehoboth now. And because Rehoboth is being declared to you, you shall be fruitful in the land. Then he went up. He went up from there to Beersheba. That means he made a progressive movement. He made a progressive movement. He went up from there to Beersheba to do what? What is Beersheba? What is Beersheba in this palace? The Bible said, and the Lord appeared to him the same night. The Lord appeared to him the same night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember that when Solomon, the Bible said, he went up to the high place. And the Lord appeared to him in the night. And the Lord asked him, ask me whatever you want me to do for you. Now, Isaac went up to Beersheba. He went to a place of divine appearance. He went to a place of fresh communion. The Lord appeared to him the same night and said, and permit me to please spend a little while on what God said to him before I tell you what God has sent to us. And the Bible says, and the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you, and I will multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake. So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servant dug a well. Now, I don't want to stop there. I want to come to a point where I can end this with you because God is speaking. Now, when God appeared to him that same night, as you are going from here, I want you to go up. Go up. Don't go down anymore. Go up. A divine appearance is waiting for you. God will continue to confirm the word that we are speaking to you in this meeting with signs and wonders following. As you take step out here, you will see God appearing to you from stage to stage. The Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. You know, to me, that's very critical. As if God is saying, what I'm bringing you into is not even about you. It's about my commitment, my age-long commitment, the things I intend to do. And severally in the past 12 months, God has continued to bring to us why he wants to move now. Because it is his covenant with the Lord Jesus. He says, sit down at my right hand until I make your enemies thy footstool. I will send forth out of Zion the rod of your strength. The rod of your strength. I'm sending them out of Zion. You will rule. You will dominate in the midst of your enemies. We have spoken this. In the midst of politicians, we have spoken this in the midst of people in economies of different sections. We have spoken this among teachers. God is speaking it again. And God is demanding that because of his covenant, because of what he is committed to doing, and because he cannot fail what he said to our Lord Jesus Christ to do in this end time, that's why we have found ourselves as instruments for what God wants to accomplish. He went up from there. I want you to move up from here. I want you to move up from here. In every situation where you are sitting, and all the various centers that have been organized, you are going to move up from here. You are moving up into the next phase of what God is doing. You are moving because there's room now. There's room now. Anywhere you go now, no force can stop you anymore. Even if they try, they know that it's the Lord. They know it is the Lord. That's why the last part of this passage is very interesting to me. They know it was the Lord. I am the God of your father, Abraham. Do not fear. And can I charge you? Do not fear. Do not fear. Don't fear whether you will come short. God spoke to us in Isaiah 54, a few years back. He said, do not fear. You will not come short. Enlarge your tent. Because I'm bringing you to a wide space. While we are holding that in faith, God now says we have arrived there. And you can see that even those of you that followed us in the past few years, you know now that something has happened. Something that we cannot put back to where it used to be. Something has taken place, but we are going up. We are going up. God is saying, and he went up, and I charge you, go up from here. Step up. Step up from what you used to be. Step up from what you used to do. It's because the Lord has made room for us. He said, I'm the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear. Do not fear. Speak to every fear in your heart, every unbelief. Charge fear and say, fear, be gone, unbelief. Do not fear, for I am with you. If anybody say, why are you taking these steps? Tell them, because I am with you. For I am with you. I will bless you, and I will multiply your descendants. For my servant Abraham's sake. And so he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. And we are spoken about that. The Lord led us as our brethren were bringing the instructions that he built an altar. He made sure that this is a continual relationship. He made sure that this thing that God has started to do now does not dissipate, does not fade away, does not become a mere slogan. He built an altar there and he called on the name of the Lord. And what did you do? He pitched his tent there. He relocated his life into what God is saying. He was not going to allow what God said to pass. So his servant went and dug a well. And when they had moved up, and I want you to see all that was now the follow come. Then Abimelech came to him from Gerar with Ahuzat, one of his friends, and Pichol, the commander of his army. And Isaac said to them, why have you come to me since you hate me and you have sent me away from you? Now look at these liars. They said, but they said, we have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. It's clear to us that the Lord is with you. So we took a decision. We had a committee meeting and we have been mandated, you know, we are the top three of our kingdom. We have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. So we said, let there now be an oath between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you that you will do us no harm. Did you see how nations that were once upon a time very powerful? Because they were already a country. Populous. How can one man become a threat to them? And how many children does Isaac have so far? As of now, he only has two children. How can a man with only two boys, how can he become a threat? They saw something beyond him. And that is the key to what we are talking about. It is not that anything is going to happen as if we are going to become different, but something different is beginning to happen with our lives. Something that the world system cannot explain. Something that Satan will find difficult to understand. God is doing it because the Lord is with us. He said, we are certainly seeing that the Lord is with you. So we said, let there now be an oath between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you that you will do us no harm, since we have not touched you, and since we have done nothing to you but good. Can you imagine them? They forgot all they did. They forgot all the wells they blocked. They forgot all the water they struggled with. They forgot how he was having to move from one point to another. They forgot all of that. That is okay. I don't mind. I don't mind. And there's no need to start quarreling with them over that. Since they have come, they have known that something is mightier than them. Something is beyond them. So don't need to be saying, for you, you said I will not be anything before. There's no need to do that. Don't go and open old quarrels. This room is not for quarrels. This room is for you to be fruitful. This room is not to score a point as if you want to take revenge. That's not this room. This room is for you to be fruitful, to multiply, and to fill the land with the kind of life. The kind of life, Christ's life. That's the room for this. The room that God has opened for us now is for us to be fruitful, to bring forth that which Christ has been wanting to do in the nations. So the Bible said, you are now blessed of the Lord. These were unbelievers confessing that we saw that God is with you. Surely we saw it. We have known it. And we have told ourselves that for us to be saved, let us just go and enter into an oath with this man. Let us ask him that he will not do us any harm. And he will allow us at least to be eating bread. Can you imagine that God can do that? God can take a man that was a minority yesterday to become the major power controlling the land. God is able to do that. God is able to change the story of our nations. God is able to bring to pass what he has promised. And our God has decided to walk in our midst. Now, where do I want you to take your own instruction? The Lord has made room for you. And we shall be fruitful in the land. So what are the instructions? First, don't forget that seasons have changed. Don't live in your yesterday. Stop complaining about yesteryear. The season has changed. For now, God has made room for you, and you shall be fruitful. Stop acting as if the inhibition of last year's is still standing. Move up. You will see what God is doing. Move up. You will see that God has gone ahead and that God has made a room for you. The thing that the Holy Spirit will be whispering to your spirit as he appears to you, obey him. Take a step of faith and believe God. Now, God has said, ask me for it. Ask me for the nations. I'll give them to you. Let your prayer life no longer be that of asking for biscuits. Ask me for the nations. Ask me for what I have already planned to do. Let's conclude. Let's complete the contract. We are ready to release, but somebody must sign for it on the face of the earth. And we are saying that you can handle it. Ask me for it. Don't be afraid to go and ask God for the manifestation of the glory that he said he wants to release now. And take responsibility for your land. Take responsibility for your nation. Take responsibility for that angle, that aspect. Those who want to take responsibility for the young, those who are taking responsibility for the women folk, those that are taking responsibility for their professional calling, and they are saying, I want to see. I want to be fruitful in this. Not for my sake, but for the sake of the man of Calvary. Take responsibility. Finally, move up. Move up. You see, you will have thought that when he said, oh, this is Rehoboth. Now God has made room for us. We shall be fruitful in the land. You will have thought that you would have just stayed there and begin to say yes. Yes. No. The implication of Rehoboth is that you have a room to move up. You have a room to multiply. You have a room to be sown into the land. You have a room. You have a room to become what God has said you are supposed to be. And wherever you are tonight, as we shall be praying, and we shall be sending you forth, I'm sending you forth to be fruitful. We are sending you forth to multiply. We are sending you forth to multiply Christ's life. God is sending you forth as the good seed that is using to recrop the nations, and you will multiply. Because of what God wants to do, it is important that you will have to be fruitful. It is crucial that you will have to multiply. So as we will be praying, you are going to go up, and God himself will keep confirming his word in your life. Will keep confirming his word. So when the apostles gather together and they pray and say, Lord, but why do the heathen rage? Why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? You know the result of it was that the work multiplied. Bible said the number of disciples multiplied greatly. And God began to do great things. In fact, the Bible said fear fell upon everybody. And they dare not try to join them because the fear of God came and they saw, they said, these people are different. Something is happening in their midst that we cannot touch. Something has happened that we cannot interfere with. That will be the experience of all of you as you go from here in the name of Jesus Christ. God said to us 2 or 3 years ago, he said, a little one will become a thousand. And a small one will become a great nation. And we heard that promise. And we're looking for God. How will it be? He said, I, the Lord, I will hasten it in his time. And if any of you are following us over the few years, you can see that there is an hastening. You can see there is an acceleration. Where we are now, we don't expect to have been there in 5 years. But God, in his wisdom, is hastening things, and you are seeing it. You are seeing what God is doing. Now, what will you do about this? All the songs that our brethren have sung, they are part of this final chant. All the songs. From morning till now, you remember the song from the Oka team. They say, Rehoboth, dig your well, enlarge your heart, enlarge your coast. All those, I want you to mark them, their instructions. They are God's word, God's marching order for our lives. And we don't want to take it for granted. As the songs are sung, and it's coming back and back again, and I know you can access them. If you go back and look at the record, you will see all of that. Sing it. March on with them. Dig your well. Enlarge your course. Borrow vessels. Don't borrow a few. It is time to fill mankind with the life of Christ. And we will see it happen. We will see the glory of God break forth. We have prayed and we are still praying that as this river is flowing from the sanctuary, there will be an increasing depth of it. And as it goes further and further, it will never grow shallow. It will only grow deeper and deeper. It will come to a state where nobody can cross it. Nobody can dam it. Nobody can stop it. The only thing you can do is to swim in it. It will carry you. And it will be moving you. And wherever it goes, the Bible says to us that it will bring healing to the nations. It will heal the waters. It will heal the fishes. It will release great fishes. We are going to see unprecedented harvest as we go from here. Will you put your hand in this? Will you stand up and say, Lord, I have heard your voice. And because I'm alive at this time, I say, are you a retiree? God has given you a room to do something that will be final signature for your life before you leave. God is giving you a room. I want you to know that this time that God is giving you is a time to right all the wrongs. It's a time to do what you did not do before. It's a time for God just to have mercy upon you. That they say, Kai, but why was this man sleeping for all the years? The last 2 years of his life, the last 5 years of his life, look at what God used him to do. That will be your story. So as a retiree, you must put your hand in this matter and say, Lord, you have made room for me now. You have made room for my life to be effective. I'm going for it. As a young woman, God is making room for you to affect people, to affect young people, to affect women in your own space. You will be fruitful. You shall be fruitful. That's the word of God. But I'm going to read that last hymn. Hark the voice of Jesus saying, as I read it, that will be our final song of prayer. And I want you to respond to God and say, so now, Lord, in this, my dear Rehoboth, I'm going up. I'm going up. I'm stepping up. I'm responding to what you have said. I am now your good seed. Sow me, plant me into the field. And the fruit that will come forth, nobody can predict how far it is going from nation to nation. So I'm going to read it. I want to read it because many times you sing a song without reading what are the wordings. I'm going to read it. And when I finish reading it, I will be requesting you to stand on your feet and make a response to God. Hark the voice of Jesus crying, who will go and walk today? Fields are white and harvest waiting. Who will bear the sheaves away? Loud and long the master calls. Rich reward he offers you. Who will answer gladly saying, here am I. Send me. Send me. If you cannot cross the ocean and the distant lands explore, you can find the lost around you. You can help them at your door. If you cannot give your thousands, you can give the widow's mite. What you truly give for Jesus will be precious in his sight. Let no one hear you say, there's nothing I can do. If you cannot be the watchman standing high on Zion's wall, pointing out the path to heaven, offering life and peace to all, with your prayers and with your bounties, you can do what heaven demands. You can be like faithful Aaron, holding off a prophet's hands. You can't say there's nothing I can do. Oh, I can't travel again. You don't need to travel to go to the place of prayer. The place of prayer is just a knee far away from you. Just to kneel down by your bedside and you're already climbing to heaven. And from what God is saying to us now, prayer will be a very critical aspect of this move of God. And I'm looking for people who are saying, Lord, I'm dedicating myself to ask you for this to happen. When Simeon was bringing the word of God to us in the morning, he reminded us of two people, Hannah, the widow, who did not depart from the temple but praying and fasting and waiting on God for the consolation of Israel. He was saying, Lord, you said it. We're asking for it to come. And there was a man who said, God told him, you will not see death until you see the Lord and his Christ. And Simeon was waiting until that day when they brought the son, Jesus, the child Jesus, to the temple. And he said, now, let us thy servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen the glory of God. Now, you can be among such who will hold the Aaron's hand up in prayer. There are a few persons that God blessed me with over the years who said, Bragule, we saw what God wants to do with you. The Lord told us and commanded us to pray for you. I met one old woman somewhere in Northern Ireland. And she, when she heard the kind of burden that God was laying on our hearts of what God wants to do, that old woman said, has anybody committed himself to pray for you? I said, there are several that God has called. You may not know them. I may not even know them. And she said, as soon as I entered into this room, the Lord told me that this is the man I want you to pray until what I said concerning him has come to pass. God can be recruiting some of you to enter into the room of prayer, to go into the place of travail, and it will be part of this move of God. And it may be focusing on the nation where you are staying, because as far as God is concerned, this must be global. God is moving. Something must be born all over the earth. Christ must be born in the heart of men. And if you cannot speak like angels, if you cannot preach like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus. You can say it died for all. If you cannot rouse the wicked with the judgment dread alarm, you can lead the little children to the Savior's waiting arms. Throughout this meeting, we didn't have space to have brought the children evangelism workers to give us the kind of exploits that God is beginning to do among us with children. But several of you, you will see that as we went through all the different centers, there are children's camp everywhere coming on. Materials have been written. God has said we must produce materials that will carry the new creation message even to the children. And we are trusting God as we enter into the new year, those things will begin to come forth. And those of you that God is bothering about children, we want you to know that the Bible says out of the mouth of babes and sucklings. So this revival will break forth even with babes and sucklings. God will begin to move. You go to primary schools, you will see something beginning to break forth. And sometimes it is these children that God will make the evangelists to their parents. They will become the evangelists to their communities. And when they begin to see the way God is moving with children, they cannot but bow. You will see all this in the coming days. Because the Lord had made room for us. And we are cooperating with all the different people that God has used in different ways. The Children Evangelism Ministry, the Children Evangelism Fellowship, and all the children department of denominations, we are trusting that we will release ourselves. We will be planted to bring about children in their hundreds and millions unto the Savior's arm in the name of Jesus Christ. If among the older people, you may not be asked to teach. Feed my lambs, say Christ as shepherd. Place the food within their reach. And it may be that the children you have led with trembling hand will be found among your jewels when you reach a better land. Let none hear you idly saying, there's nothing I can do. While the souls of men are dying,
and the master calls for you, take the task he gives you gladly. Let his work your pleasure be. Answer quickly when he calls. Here am I. Send me. Send me. Can you rise as we go to God together? We're ending this Rehoboth by going up. All the songs God gave us, we are singing as we are marching out. And every one of you, all the places that God has gathered you in every local government, for those of us in Nigeria, those of you in Tibland, every local government where God has gathered us, the Lord has noticed you. And this is not ending with this meeting. You shall be fruitful in the land. So we are going to take that song. And I just want you to resound and say, here am I, Lord. Send me. Send me. I would have wished to add my own to it and say, here am I. Sow me. Sow me. Because I am one of those good seeds that God is planting to recrop the earth with Christ's life. Shall we take the song? And as we're standing wherever we are, they're saying, here am I, send me. Hark the voice of Jesus crying, who we go and walk today. He's a wife and harvest waiting, who we bear the sheaves away. Loud and long, the master calleth. Rich reward he offers free. Who will answer gladly, say, here am I, send me, send me. If you cannot cross the ocean and the distant lands explore, you can find the lost around you. You can help them at your door. If you cannot give your thousands, you can give the widow's mite. What you truly give for Jesus will be precious in his sight. If you cannot be the watchman standing high on Zion's wall, pointing out the path to heaven, offering life and peace to all. With your prayers and with your bounties, you can do what heaven demands. You can be like faithful Aaron, holding up the steadfast. If you cannot speak like angels, if you cannot preach like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus. You can say he died for all. If you cannot rouse the wicked with the judgment dread alarms, you can lead the little children to the Savior's waiting arms. If among the older people you may not be out to teach, in my lamb, say Christ as shepherd, place the food within their reach. And it may be that the children you have led with trembling hand will be found among your jewels when you reach the better land. Let none hear you idly say, there is nothing I can do. While the souls of men are dying, and their masks are calls for you, take the task he gives you gladly.
Let his
work your pleasure be.
Oh,
answer quickly when he calleth.
Here am
I, send me. Now, as we stand in prayer, as we stand before the Lord, lift up your voice. Respond to God for yourself right away. What are you saying to God? Are you saying, here am I, send me, send me. Here am I, sow me, sow me, oh God, sow me, that I may bring multiple fruits unto the kingdom. Sow my life. The devil has sowed tears and winds. He sowed it into the education system. He has sowed them into medical field. He has sowed them in different places. He had even sowed them into the church. He sowed them into the pulpit. He sowed several of them into our theological institutions. Where you have liberalists who don't believe anything, claiming to become our theologians, the enemy did it. Why men slept? The Holy Spirit is waking you up tonight. What are you saying to God? Can you lift up your voice and say, here am I, Lord. Here am I. Here am I. Are you a young man? Is it when you have been wasted in life? Brother Emmanuel brought us a charge the other day and said, when will you be ready to go? God said, come now, let me send you. Where are you, my brother? What are you saying to God? In the village where you are standing, who else does God have to sow into that land? Who else is available for God? Who has the life? Who has the Christ life? Who has experienced the new creation man? That God can send unto those different regions in Ghana, if it is not you. Where are you? Where are you? We are praying right now. We are praying right now. Tonight, I'm asking you, what do you say to God? For now, the Lord has made room for us. The Lord has made room for us. The Lord has given us a space, a room of opportunity, a room for ministry, a room for affecting people, a room even in the midst of the youth, a room among students, a room among teachers, a room among politicians, a room among businessmen who are frustrated and they are saying, is there any other way forward? God is making a room for you. Am I hearing you say, here am I, Lord, send me. Here am I, Lord, send me. And I want to use the word, sow me. Sow me out. Sow me. Sow me. Plant me. Invest my life. You are the sower. He said, he who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. All I'm asking you for to do tonight is to bring that life and put it in his hand, if you have not done it now, to say, here am I. Here am I. Whichever field you are sending me. Whichever field you are sending me, there are nations that God is just looking for who to sow into that place, and the land will break up. Doors are there opening different parts of the world. Even in the Arab world, God is only looking for someone to sow. You want to sow someone, maybe your profession. Your profession will give you a space to go. It's a license to carry the kingdom. Will you say, Lord, here am I. Here am I, send me. Here am I will go for you. Pray that prayer before we conclude today. We are going forward, we are going up. We are going to the place of divine appearance. God has decided for now to make room for us all over the world. And wherever you are, in all the centers, all our brothers and sisters that are working in different places, they are standing out there. And if tonight you are saying, here am I, send me. Here am I, sow me.
Here am I, plant me afresh. Whether into the place of prayer, into the place of those who will release their bounties, whatever it is in your hand, you are saying, now I know why. I know why I have this extra in my hand. I know why I have this pot of oil in my house. I know why this alabaster box is in my hand. I'm breaking it at the feet of the Savior tonight. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you, my brother? Where are you? Are you able to say, here am I? Sow me, sow me. Here am I, Lord. Here am I. Here am I. Here am I. Here am I. I think you should begin by lifting up those two hands and saying, here am I. Here am I. Here am I. The purpose of God for your life is coming clearly to you, clearly to you. And everyone is saying, can I sow you? Can I have you as my good seed with which to recrop the earth? Can I sow you now into the educational system as my missionary? And not that you are going there to look for money. I want to send you there now to go and multiply this kind of life in the midst of students, in the midst of teachers. And you say, here am I, sow me. He will have the liberty to cast you into anywhere he wants. He will have liberty to put you anywhere he wants. Are you saying, Lord, here am I? Here am I. If you are saying that tonight, are you in South Africa? Are you in Pakamisa? Are you in Tata? Are you in Cape Town? Are you in Joburg? Wherever you are, wherever you are, can you respond? Are you in Flagstaff? Are you in Durban? Are you in Montreal? Wherever you are you in Zululand somewhere? Are you in Lesotho? Are you among the Sutus? And the Holy Spirit is saying, who else will I send for? Are you saying, Lord, here am I. Here am I. I call you in the name of Jesus. With your hand lifted to heaven, can you step out and say, here am I. Wherever you are, from center to center, please do it now. The Holy Spirit is saying, yes, the enemy went and sowed tares while men slept. The reason why I am bringing you into this experience is because the room for you to multiply, the room for the Philistines to be overwhelmed has come now. God bless you. Just step out with your hand lifted to heaven. Just wait. Thank you, my brother. Just come. Just come. Please stretch out. Here am I. Here am I. Here am I. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, dear sisters. God bless you, brothers. From nation to nation, just step out there before the altar. Just come there. And some of you that are just online, maybe you are alone with your own wife. You are alone in your house. Your own family house is the center. We don't even know that you are there. We only know that you are following either by YouTube or Facebook or Instagram or whatever. Can you take a step and say, here am I. Thank you. I've seen you with your two hands straight to heaven. Here am I, Lord. Here am I, Lord. Here am I, Lord. God bless you. But Dennis, you will please come and help us to pray. All these hands that are lifted to heaven, all these lives that have stepped out and say, here am I, here am I, here am I. Sow me into this matter. Sow me to bring this multiplication to the purpose of God in this time. This is a season when God has determined to move from generation, from this generation, and from nation to nation. It's happening globally. God is going to sow you. Some of you, God is taking you even from the Arab world and is saying, yes, the enemy had done all that you did, but I've come now. I'm giving you room. They blocked my wells. North Africa used to be full of the wells that was dug, but men, they blocked it. It's going to be opened again. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Just keep coming forward. keep coming forward and say, here am I, send me. Here am I, Lord, here am I. And this thing that God is doing across the globe is because the room, Rehoboth has come. Rehoboth has come. Rehoboth has come. Satan is going to suffer colossal defeat from this day, from this meeting. Brother Dennis, please come. He will lead us to pray. With your hands stretched to heaven, God is going to collect this. God is going to take you seriously. He's going to breathe upon you. And I hear and say to you, fear not, I am with you. God bless you. God bless you. Whether you are standing together with your wife, God is saying, fear not. I'm the one calling you. I'm with you. God bless you, my brothers. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. The Lord is here to help us. Hallelujah.
If you are still stepping out, do that very quickly. Because this is the first fruit of the seed that God wants to begin to sow. Don't hesitate if God is touching your heart and saying, you also step out for me to sow you where I need you to go and multiply. Don't be afraid. You are in safe hands. The Lord knows how to arrange his work and how to properly sow you very precious seed. Once you step out into the hand of God, you become precious in his own sight. Lord, I ask, begin to draw lives in every on-site center, every country, every continent. Lord, begin to do beyond all that we could ask or even imagine. Begin to show forth your glory as the lives come forth. Now, if you stepped out, would you like to kneel before the altar? That's the presence of God consecrated for God to meet with you there. Would you like to just raise your two hands to him and be saying, Lord, here am I, sow my life. Here am I, O God. As I know you are looking for good seed, Lord, here am I. Here am I. If there's any perfection of the seed for it to serve your purpose, Lord, take me as I am and sow my life where you need me. Perfect me as I come into your hand. I am now all together under your control. As you need a seed that you can sow, Lord, here am I. Here am I. Here am I, O Lord. Here am I. Are you telling God that? In whatever language you know to say it, the Lord is there with you and he will respond in ways that you could never have imagined because he is taking you very, very seriously. He is committed to the oath, the covenant he has made with our own master Jesus, in whose name you are responding today. To say, Lord, accomplish the covenant with Christ through my life. Make me one of the seeds that you will sow and multiply in order to fulfill your covenant with Jesus. Thank you, Father, for doing this. To you be all the glory forevermore. Lord Jesus, this evening we want to first say, thank you. We thank you that it pleased you to focus your own eyes upon us and to consider us for such a high and lofty calling, to consider us for such a project that is high and holy, to make us the seed that the sower, the Almighty, the Son of Man is going to sow in order to possess the earth, in order to dominate the whole earth in his own power. Lord, here are we. In fact, for us, it's a privilege. For us, oh God, it's a pleasure. We are taking this opportunity with pleasure, with thanksgiving, with rejoicing, with gladness in our hearts. What a privilege. Oh Lord, we thank you. We are first ourselves presenting our lives before you are so doing out there. We are all together in this matter. And the Lord himself will arise to accomplish that which he has proposed to do. Would you like to pray first of all, as you are kneeling there asking God to sow you? Would you like to ask him, Lord, sow me in prayer? First of all, sow me in the secret place. Sow me in the place of prayer, of supplication, of intercession, of thanksgiving, of every manner of request. Sow me anointed by your Spirit. Sow me, O God, in the power of the Holy Ghost. Sow me soaked in the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, sow me in prayer. As I yield myself to you, consecrate me in the place of prayer. Put the unction of prayer upon my life, that all manners of prayer and supplication in the Spirit will become my very spontaneous lifestyle and experience hereafter. Oh Lord, sow me. You have announced that the first place where you are needing us to be sowed is in the place of prayer. Lord, we are coming for, and we are saying, Lord, consecrate us unto this service that is the immediate, the first, the paramount that you are looking for, that our lives will serve you in the place of prayer, in the secret place. Oh God, consecrate every life. We ask that as these offerings have come to your altar, Lord, receive them by your Spirit. Kindle the fire of your love, the zeal of the Lord of hosts. Cause that the Spirit of the Most High will descend upon every soul. Turn every life to another man as we are at your altar, on your altar, in your presence, seeking that you will just lay hold upon our lives. Don't let any life that came out is kneeling before you and saying, Lord, take me. Lord, don't let any such life return the same and having no sense of a destiny that has come upon him or her. Show us this mercy that every life will actually be harnessed by your Spirit, by your power. Lord, that this will be the beginning of the enlargement, of the expansion, of the multiplication. These lives we are seeing, you just declared. And so we declare again as we pray that a little one will become a thousand and that a small one will be a very great nation from now forward in the name of Jesus. Lord, as they are kneeling, they are kneeling to say from this day, there's no going down again. No going down in their pursuit after you. No going down in their making themselves available in every place in order to be your ambassadors. They are going up. They are stepping out there and they will ever be capturing fresh territories. Going up means they are going to be occupying fresh territories of victory for your own glory in the name of Jesus. Are you sending some to go up into the domain of children, to go and capture children? Are you recruiting some specifically for youth work? Are you recruiting some definitely to go after the widows? Are there some you are recruiting to go after women in ministry? Are there some you are recruiting to go after those that are retirees and are the elders in the society? Are you going to recruit some to send them after the politicians? after the royal fathers and the traditional rulers. Wherever, Lord, here is the seed. We consecrate the seed for your service this evening. We ask, O God, that you will take full possession and that you will jealously guard your seed. When farmers separate any of their harvest to become seed, the keeping of that part is very, very jealously guarded. It's very carefully arranged. They won't even permit any of the insects to come near it. Lord, guard your seed. Watch over every of your seeds that you have separated unto your use today. And cause that this seed will multiply more seed into your hand in the name of Jesus. In the time past, a lot of careless corruption, careless issues of contamination, careless defiling came around these lives because they were not secured in the environment that they will be consecrated unto you. Now I ask, deliver everyone from every such source of contamination of his life, of his soul, of his body, of his spirit. We have prayed here and we again want to re-echo it, that every life you are recruiting, you will repair everything concerning such a soul. You will repair his body. You will cause that even incurable diseases, if they have come upon the lives of those that you have set apart, the cripples, you will cause them to start walking. You will cause the blind to start seeing. You will cause those that are deaf to start hearing. The dumb will start speaking. You will perform wonders to restore those that are instruments in your hand. Lord, because it's Rehoboth, there must be no hindrance, no obstruction, no incapacitation, nothing that can block the way of our going up. The going up will be a going up without limits, a going up without inhibitions. So, O God, destroy every obstacle in our way. Lord, because you have given us a room to multiply, a room to expand. You have asked us to lengthen our cords and to straighten all of our tents to expand and make room that many, many more of children are coming around. Now you say the room is here. Oh God, we ask, let there be a continual expanding of room. Let our mortification know no end indeed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to pray that each and every of the lives you are bringing, you will breathe your own grace upon them. Lord, suddenly, everything about them will simply be your image that they are reflecting. You will cause that a work of perfection will come upon every life, a sense of duty, of destiny, of divine responsibility. Those who lived very frivolous lives before, that era has changed because they have stepped into a position of responsibility that is eternal and that is global and that is of the kingdom of heaven. So, Lord, cause this sense of importance to settle upon their hearts and to prepare them to move with you in wisdom and to move with you in all correct understanding. We want to pray and ask, O God, that from every on-site center that we are gathered, O God, that our arising from there will be with the covering of your own presence, the covering of your defense. Lord, none that is moving out of this meeting will be attacked anywhere. We are asking for the insurance cover of heaven upon each life. Even if news has gone out that people have gathered to plan in order to invade the land with the gospel, let the enemy be incapacitated all of his agents be neutralized, be handicapped, be tied down by your power. Let none arise to waylay any of your children as they are returning back to their bases and as they are planning their launching out. From this moment, O God, let your hand be strong upon your people and cause that the evidence of the Rehoboth will be manifest unto all. Where there was opposition, there was confrontation, there was antagonism, Lord, let it simply be wiped out. Cause that it will be quenched round about. Cause the people who were confronting them before, cause that all the people that were the enemies in the land, that they will come and make friends with them, and that things will settle. What government was not able to address in time past in any of our nations, cause, oh God, that this Rehoboth will arrange it. There will be sudden settlement. It will look as if, where have the people gone to? You will cause that they will be driven out. Those that are still meaning harm, even a Saul of Tarsus that has sworn to eliminate all that are of this way, Lord, you will confront them. They will start preaching the same gospel. You will turn them over onto your side and over onto the army you are using in the last days in the name of Jesus. Lord, this is Rehoboth. Lord, end all the confusion, all of the anxieties, all of the tensions, all of the terrors, all of the violence about, all of the destruction of lives and property. Visit us, O God, in power. You said you are ready. You are only waiting for us to ask. We ask, neutralize Boko Haram. Neutralize the headsmen. We don't know where they are coming from. Lord, neutralize them. Put a hook in their nose. Send them back by the way they came, back to wherever they came from, and even there disarm them, that they won't be a terror even right back at their own source where they came from. Lord, we pray, whether they are kidnappers that have multiplied, or what people are calling bandits, and we wonder of what kind they are. Lord, we ask, in every nation, all the confusion, the wars, the attacks of all kinds, intertribal, interreligious wars, and interracial wars, Lord, give us a Rehoboth to overrun our generation. A Rehoboth, O God, to take the gospel to every nook and corner. Lord, you say we should pray for peace so that the preaching of the gospel be not hindered. In the midst of your pronouncing a season, a convenient time for our multiplication, let there be peace in the name of Jesus. A peace that democracy could not arrange with all the diplomatic talks and conferences that are organized about. Oh God, send it from on high, that all men may know that it is the Almighty God that reigns in the affairs of men. Lord, grant us this help beyond all that we could ask or imagine. Lord, we give you thanks. We bless you. We adore you. We magnify your name. Blessed be thy name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Our brother will give us the last word of benediction as we conclude.
Hallelujah. Amen. And as we draw this to a point, all the decisions you have made, all the hands that you have stretched to God, everyone has taken note of it. And the Lord will be faithful unto you.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord who keeps covenant, he will keep covenant with your lives. We will hear great news about you. None of you will fade out. You will fulfill the purpose of God in your own generation. Your destiny shall never be surcharged. The Lord himself will watch over you.
Amen.
He will perfect all that concerns you.
Amen.
And as you will be responding and registering with the brethren in terms of the decisions, in terms of follow-up, the Lord himself will guide you.
Amen.
And we will see you breaking forth in dimensions beyond your imagination. This land will be filled with the fullness of his glory. There will be abiding, abounding, and abundant fruitfulness with each one of you. So will it be. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now, wherever you are standing, join hands with someone close to you, and we are going to sing. We are heirs, if you can sing it in your language, of the Father.
Oh, we are joined heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one.
We are one.
We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one.
Father, as hands are joined with hands, you pray for the unity of your church. Lord, we ask that you bind your children together.
Amen.
Regardless of tribe, regardless of tongue, regardless of denominations, regardless of tattoos, we are one. We are children of the kingdom. We are those children you are sowing into the field in order to overrun your enemy. And so from here, we cause your glory. You said the glory the Father has given you, you are giving it to us that we might be one.
Yes.
Let your glory rest upon your people.
Amen.
From nation to nation, from land to land,
yes,
from people group to people group.
Yes.
Let your glory begin to produce a team of men and women banded together in the love of God.
Amen.
From tonight, yes, so will it be.
Amen.
We release you to go and be fruitful.
Amen.
We release you to go and multiply.
Amen.
We release you to go and be victorious.
Amen.
You shall surely be fruitful,
yes,
in the land.
Yes,
we declare you will surely be fruitful.
Yes,
the Lord Almighty himself, we hasten it in his time.
Amen.
So will it be.
Yes, Lord.
Because we have asked in the name of God the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let the people say amen.
Amen.
Let the people say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
We shall be giving over to the centers now to make the final announcements about the traveling and other arrangements. We are handing over to the local centers to take over. Amen.
In addition, we want the center leaders to please check their platforms. There are information that has already been circulated about your workshops and how to handle those things. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.